The only reminder that boats once docked at this part of Angel Island is the bronze bell. It's there, near the water, where the dock used to be. Kind of reminds you of the Liberty Bell, but on an island in the middle of San Francisco Bay. Most days, the place is crawling with schoolchildren on field trips who just cannot resist ringing the bell now and then. That tone resonates all over the cove. But 100 years ago, this bell could cut through the bay fog to guide boats to dock here. Lee Yok-sui was among the boat's passengers several times. In the 1910s and early 20s, he traveled often between San Francisco and China on business. He was a merchant and a U.S. citizen. He was also the son of Chinese immigrants. And that was enough to get him stopped every time he arrived back home in San Francisco. It didn't matter that he carried his U.S. birth certificate. Rather than let him land in San Francisco, immigration officials would bring him here for processing, where the bronze bell has these words inscribed on it. U.S. Immigration Station, Angel Island, California, 1910. So he had a routine. As soon as he arrived on the island, he'd write a business associate, a white man at Levi Strauss & Company.
There are letters here where he said, "Can you please help me? I'm detained."
This is Connie Young Yu. Lee Yok-sui was her grandfather. And she knows about these letters because she still has some of the replies to them, tucked away in an album. That white colleague, Walter Haas, he would call his own lawyer for help. But sometimes, he just had to take matters into his own hands.
One time, Walter Haas had to meet him at Angel Island in person to say, "Oh, yeah, you know, the papers are clear."
Lee Yok-sui was one of the lucky ones. He had connections, which meant he did not usually stay long on Angel Island. Maybe hours, at most days, until officials let him in the country. But others were not so lucky. Over Angel Island's decades-long history, Chinese migrants really bore the most scrutiny. Every document, every word was questioned. Many were detained for weeks, months, even years, often leading to deportation.
In other words, the Chinese were considered guilty and had to be proven innocent.
This history of Angel Island was nearly lost to time. Former detainees rarely talked about it. The site narrowly avoided being torn down and turned into a campground. And it's lived in the shadow of another more famous island detention center, New York's Ellis Island. Both early detention centers set the stage for immigration detention today, because immigration detention is almost as old as immigration law in the United States. But the law itself is actually not that old.